From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Introducing Abigail Johnson. Featuring Kurt Levan and Trent Siever. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hey guys, it is Caden Coleman here today. It's Friday. My voice is already shot, but today is Friday at 7 p.m. It's Kinda Late. It's happening now. You do not want to miss it. We have the lovely Abigail Johnson on the air coming up pretty soon for a conversation about all her good work in this world. And we also have a fun game coming up with Kurt Levan and Trent Siever that you do not want to miss. As for me, I had a lovely weekend at Turkey Mountain. Caleb, what do you do?
I did nothing. So.
That's such a lie. I feel like there's always something you did, but you just don't tell people.
I went to I DJ'd a wedding. I went to the hospital. Went to the ER.
We'll talk about that.
No big deal.
So second vaccine shot, we got that done.
Got yep.
I felt like a dime piece, and you didn't feel good.
No, I had to go to the ER because I had trouble breathing and chest pains, which they're like, that's the biggest thing you can possibly do, like go to the ER. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have anything. They just gave me some medicine. And I went on my merry way at 5 a.m. in the
merry
morning.
Merry way. And here's the thing. You still wouldn't trade getting the vaccine, right? It's so important.
It's a little bit iffy now, but.
But yeah, but you know you're not going to get COVID in a sense. The rates are there. And we're both Moderna sisters, we talked about last episode.
But I will say, we're proud of anyone that gets a vaccine, no matter what brand you use.
100%. Because here's the thing, I had a turnaround. Last episode, we talked about it, Johnson & Johnson. I was like, girl, if you get Johnson & Johnson, you're probably going to have to sue them in like 40 years. Do you know those commercials that are like, if you had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in 2021...
You're entitled to financial compensation.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen. But now, so. I'm not so sure because I saw that their trial period was during the peak of COVID. So the people that were test running it were more likely to get exposed. So if you get whatever vaccine you're offered, get that vaccine. That new normal is almost nigh. I said last episode too, but it's so important. We're almost there. It's almost summer. It feels so good. Homework is stressing me the crap out. And I'm going to be honest, this show was a little bit stressful today to put together because we had a few hiccups here and there to get this planned, but we did it. And hopefully you guys watched the baseball game beforehand. If you did not,
it was a good game. Unfortunately, Roger State University did lose 3-1, but they had a hard-fought battle.
Oh, yeah. And then here's the thing. Every single time on Friday, if there's a game, there could be potentially a delay to the show. So stay tuned. And, of course, at RSU Radio.
On Instagram, Facebook.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Please don't do that. Everyone's ears.
That isn't a filter. That's my voice. That's the range of my voice. He jealous? He's shaking his head. No, he's... Oh, gosh. Anyways,
it the has game begun. Was there. But the sound effects have begun.
But I went on Turkey Mountain this weekend.
Really? How was that?
Beautiful.
Speaking of Turkey Mountain, we have a cool, you know, little collaboration going on in the future, so stay tuned for that. But if you like outdoor fun, if you like just anything local, like activities-wise, make sure to check it out. It's going to be cool.
We have something coming up.
I don't want to tease it yet.
Yeah. But. We're collaborating with Turkey Mountain. That's all we'll say, I guess, because you don't want to give it away.
No, and it's not all final yet either.
It's not all final yet,
can't
but
give it away.
It's possibly maybe coming. But I went to Turkey Mountain. My dogs were there with me, and here's my thing: my dogs are so attached to my mom that they will like look back if she's like far away. But I got lost, and no one cared, and it was so sad.
Sorry, I'm not playing that because.
And then also, like, I tripped over rocks, like, 5 times.
That was the wrong one. I'm sorry. there we go. Oh,
I know.
Caden got
so
lost.
Sad. I got lost. But that was my brain when I got lost.
Yeah.
It's, you get lost in there. All you Tulsa peeps that went to Turkey Mountain before, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, there's signs that are everywhere telling you where to go, so I don't know how you got lost.
Lies, though. That's not Liza Minnelli. Because here's why. the yellow, there's like yellow arrows like for the yellow trail.
Yeah.
They point in 5 different directions. I don't blame them, because part of the fun is getting lost in the woods.
Did you feel like whenever your mom left you behind at like a grocery store and she like just leaves?
No, it was like that. It's like that joke where it's like the dad went to go get milk and never came back. I thought I was going to be in the back of a milk carton. I was that missing. Like, I thought I was going to be gone.
Wow. So you were like, and you know, you're like, you know, 19 and can drive and stuff, but were really that worried.
No, because here's the thing. Last time I was there beforehand, this guy came up to me and we were at the top of the mountain and he said, my like sister went missing here.
Hmm.
Isn't that terrible?
And then he said, you're going missing next.
And then imagine if your dogs got lost over there. That is scary. And I love my dogs more than probably humans.
Wow.
And don't say wow, because dogs,
all your viewers that are out there listening right now are like, wow, we thought we were Caden's friend. But he really...
No, I love humans too. I love everybody. But dogs, something about dogs, and even some cats, I just adore. Just want to grab their fluffy faces, you know? You wouldn't understand because you have a small, yappy dog.
Okay, there's no need to attack dogs right now. That's not what we're doing here.
I will
like to bring up something that Caden forgot last week. We're working on it, but you can listen to these shows in the future on demand as a podcast. We haven't finalized it yet, but once we do, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to that anytime, anywhere.
Coming to fruition. And again, like Caleb said, you can listen to it on the go in case you missed it that Friday. That does not mean that you still can't tune in live on Fridays.
It's way more fun live. Way more fun live.
Yeah, if you're available live on Fridays, why not be here? Like, where else is the place to go?
Nowhere.
That was disgusting. Anyways, back to dogs. You have a small yappy dog, and I know you... Don't shake your head. Small yappy dogs are not my biffle.
Well, the thing is, my dog is nice to me and me only.
But okay, well, my here's family. The thing. I saw a TikTok where it was like, don't worry, the dog won't bite you. And it has the dog like very scary looking.
Yeah.
It's like, the girl's like, well, does he have teeth? I don't think so.
My dog has teeth. For sure.
Yeah. In case you're wondering. Devil teeth.
No, I mean, she's only bitten like 2 people, so.
But, like Joe Biden's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
No, but here's the thing. Like, those, the worst dogs, this is like internationally known, the small dogs that drink water and they're white and they have like the dyed fur around their mouth.
Okay, hold on. Wait, just a second here. We don't want to insult anyone listening on the air.
No,
if you have that kind of dog, we're appreciative of your pets.
And we appreciate your pet for tuning in. Tuning into It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman.
Please follow us on Instagram at rcradio.com. Or at RC Radio. But yeah, we don't want to insult or leave anyone out.
If you have that dog and the dog loves you, great. I'm just saying, more often than not, that kind of dog gets my nerves a little frisky.
Well, good thing the world doesn't revolve around you, Caden.
That is so funny. Well, what's your favorite dog then?
I like the big dogs, like golden retrievers, like the huskies, like those, the nice ones that you can go to a dog park and not get mauled by.
Do you want a dog I like? Snoop Dogg.
Okay, why did you...
That was the drum roll. This was the drum roll.
I'm Snoop, not going to do a...
Snoop Dogg. That's funny.
It's really not.
Anyways, I like Snoop Dogg. Oh my gosh, speaking of Snoop Dogg, I pranked my friend recently, 2 weeks ago.
Shout out to Braden if you're listening.
If he's listening. And we were joking around. And I was like, he left real quick on FaceTime. And we said, when he comes back, pretend Snoop Dogg died. Like, I don't know why I thought of that, but we did.
Well, okay, the thing is, they tried to prank me with someone else. I didn't fall for it.
Who did we prank you with?
Elton John. Love Elton John.
But when Snoop Dogg died, we all sold it. We're like, oh my gosh, it's everywhere.
Like, I think...
And our friend Braden was, like, triggered. Like, he thought... The world was ending because of that Snoop Dogg died. I'm like, I didn't know we had a big old Snoop Dogg fan in the friend group.
Don't worry, we told him that afterwards. He was not dead.
He was not dead. He calmed down. But the love is real whenever you have to calm somebody down.
Yeah.
When they're passionate about something.
Yeah.
The love is there. Braden has that love for Snoop Dogg.
I mean, I can't personally relate, but I'm glad he does.
And here's the thing. I used to be the queen of pranks. They called me... What do they call me?
I don't think they called you anything.
They call me Miss Prankster. They call me the legend of the prank land. What I did every 1st of April, April Fool's Day, in case you didn't know what that was, I pulled those jokes. But this year, I was slacking. I was so slacking. That is so rude. I didn't see you come up with anything great.
I didn't have any cool.
No, one whole year, I pretended I had a girlfriend.
That is a joke.
That is a joke. Like, that's never going to happen in real life anyways.
Yeah.
But what I did was I made a fake contact, okay? And then I put the contact name as Nicole.
Solid name, solid
name
choice.
And then I got a picture of some girl, and then I put out the profile picture, and the phone number of the contact was my phone number.
Okay.
So every time I texted back, she would text back the same thing. I would tell people, it's her thing, like repeating to the sentences.
So there was no actual conversation going on, you're just saying the same thing?
No, it was just voices in my head.
What you should have done is done that exact thing, but then deleted half the messages, so it looks like you're actually talking to someone.
Well, here's the thing. That'd be too difficult.
No.
People fell for it.
It's this literally like, one extra step.
This was like early high school. And I don't know why it always involves me dating somebody. I guess I'm just lonely. I guess I'm just lonely and desperate, yeah. I guess. I don't know. I fooled people that year. It was a golden prank. And
what'd you do this year?
Again, nothing.
Oh, that's right.
No, here's the thing. People, my friends in my group chat were like, you're definitely up to something. And I was like, girl.
I'm not a girl. I'm a man.
You know what I say. No, but I sent a picture back of me and my... You are a man. Congratulations. I sent back a picture of me in my raggedy clothes, and I wore a t-shirt that said, warning, don't touch my tools or my daughter.
Do you have a daughter?
No.
Do you have tools?
No. It's a joke. I like finding Goodwill t-shirts that have weird sayings on it.
You're just quirky like that, aren't you?
I'm just quirky like that. I'm not like other girls, you know? I'm a different type of person. If you know what you should do as a producer?
What?
You should surprise me one time.
Well, if you just told me that, I obviously can't surprise you.
Well, no, because here's the thing. If you make it something so shocking, I'll never know.
Like, what if
you should have a date night, like a me going on blind dates?
Well, I have a funny prank idea. What if we just accidentally skipped over the intro for a show? That'd be crazy, right?
What do you mean?
Like how we did that earlier. I'm sorry.
Don't bring that up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we had some intro failures today.
It's okay,
though, because you know what? You're going to figure out who we're talking to case you missed it. We have Abigail Johnson, the lovely Abigail Johnson.
Everyone's lovely, though, in Caden's mind.
Oh, that's true. Everyone's lovely and fantastic, but this one's very special.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Is Hitler lovely?
Excuse me? I'm not answering that. Of course not.
Bruh.
We don't stand. No, we don't. We do not stand.
It was a joke.
Now, here's the thing, though. We have Abby, of course, Abigail Johnson. Then we have the lovely Kurt Levan,
the lovely receiver.
Everyone's lovely. My lovely crew, my lovely friends, my lovely peeps. Everyone that comes on this show is a friend to the show and a friend of mine.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Now you, on the other hand. Ooh.
Listen, I'm in complete control of your entire show right now.
I know.
I wouldn't do nothing.
You basically have like the nuclear codes to my life.
I'm like, I have the red button. I have a little red button.
Don't do it.
And now Caden's off, everyone.
He's hovering over it. Did you turn me off for a second? Oh, he's so rude.
Just a second.
No, but anyways.
It's my show now. It's kind of late with Caleb Broker. I'm just kidding.
You're so funny. He just back there brought up his yappy dog. And are your parents listening?
I don't know. If you are, shout out to my parents.
Hi, Michelle.
But if you're not, what are you doing right now? Like, you guys have no lives. You should be listening.
I know. If you're not, you went though. Here's the thing. If you want to be on the show, you got to email me.
You can.
And I want people to be on the show. If you're a friend of mine, email itskindalateshow@gmail.com to enter your shot to win. I want to have fun games, fun events. And trust me, like I was saying last show, it's just the beginning. We got some big stuff planned.
Yeah.
Big stuff. I don't know why I always gradually go into that deep southern accent.
It emphasizes your point.
It sounds like I dip for breakfast or something like that. Mama's homemade grits. Okay. Does everyone, you are so mean.
I did not say a single word.
No.
They can hear me. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. But your facial expression. Sometimes I was thinking, I wish it was on video because you could see how absurdly Caleb looks at me as a producer. He's like, gosh dang.
I mean, I cannot confirm or deny that.
Do you ever think, like, how'd you get here?
No, I like being here. This is fun. I like this show.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes I like you, so.
Oh, thank you. Here's the thing. I tell people all the time, I would never, ever have this show if it weren't for Caleb Broeker.
Probably wouldn't have a job.
He's the man behind the magic, and all props to him.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, so sweet. Friendship.
Yay, friendship.
That sounded very enthusiastic.
Yay.
But anyways, we have a short break coming up. And right for this, we have the fantastic Abigail Johnson joining us. And you do not want to miss it. So stay tuned for this quick break for more It's Kinda Late.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Of course, I am Caden Coleman. We have a special conversation and a special person coming to the studio. Everybody, welcome the founder of Once Upon a Crown Princess Parties and a current performer for the company, and a full-on entrepreneur, actress, singer, full-on legend. Everyone, welcome Abigail Johnson.
Hello. Hello. I am she.
How are you?
Oh, you know, top of the morning, 10 out of 10.
Top of the morning to you.
Or top of the evening. It's kind of late, so.
The jokes.
Oh, yeah. It's full of them. So today's been a 10 out of 10, I will say. I think it's the weather. Goodness.
It's a 10 out of 10 now that you're here. This is, man. Obviously, this is my friend.
I'm blushing.
This is my friend. We don't do it for a long time, but she full on is the most, like, one of the most mature people I've ever met. She started her own business, Once Upon a Crown. You want to explain what that is?
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a minute. Okay. So why don't we, now that you bring it up? So basically, in 2018, started doing some party princess work at this place in Tulsa. And I was like, dang, this is fun. And so I went to Disney a few times and I just thought, dang, this is what I want to do for like life. So I left that company and started a traveling princess company. So basically we would take like Elsa and Ariel to birthday parties and stuff. And then it just blew up. I mean, you know, not literally, but it, you know, hired a bunch of people and then gave it a name, casted, you know, now we have like superheroes and stuff. But
oh yeah.
Yeah. So a few years of that went down the road. And then in summer during quarantine, I sold it because I felt called to. And once I sold it, I never thought I was going back. And then January of 2021 came and I was like, I think I want to perform. So now I'm no longer the owner. I am a performer. It's like working behind the scenes. And now I'm like, you know, living where I used to put other people. It's kind of cool.
But just as much fun.
Yeah, I love it. And the stress is less.
And I joined you on one of your little journeys.
Oh, gosh. That was fun. That was really fun.
It was scary.
Yeah.
But you have to see her talent like firsthand. It is spectacular. What is like your... What's the biggest horror story, though? Because I feel like every time you get asked, though, what's your biggest, like, biggest uh-oh moment?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I can think of one on my part that I think of all the time, okay? You ready for this?
Have I don't I heard know this if story you before?
I don't know if you have. I don't know. And this is, oh, no. I have two. Okay. But I'll tell the second one really quick. First one. I had, like, back-to-back aerial parties one day, okay? And one of them was, like, a swimming party, and the other one was, like, a walking-in-a-tail party. You see what I mean? So, swim tail, walking-in-a-tail. Have I told you this story?
I don't think so.
Oh, sheesh. Okay, so, here we go. So, I go to the first party, and it's at a pool, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, oh, no, I scheduled that morning, and I was like, oh, cool, like, I don't have to change all day. Like, it's just going to be, like, in a walking tail all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, dang, cool, I don't have to change in the car. Like, it's fine. And I go to the first party and I'm like, I walk out and all the kids are at a pool. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? And I walk up and the kids are all excited. And then the mom literally was like so upset. And she started like screaming at my employee and like was yelling at her. And she was like, we asked for like a swimming tail, like, and we paid. And like, why would you do this? And she like pretty much demanded like a refund, like was just like yelling at her. And at the end of the party, like it went on and I found out and I was like, oh no. And so I messaged her. I ended up giving her like, I think either a 70 or 90% refund and just had enough money to pay the performer. But like, yeesh. So the rest of the day was like rough. So that was a mistake on my part. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this other one. This one may get your gizzards going, okay?
Your gizzards, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's tell you this one, okay? So at parties, you're supposed to be like a chauffeur of a sorts to keep you from, I don't know, getting murdered by like...
That's what I was when I went with you.
Yeah, that's what you were, you know? And so basically, they're supposed to keep people from doing crazy things. And there was this one time that like, it was the wildest party I was at. And that says a lot. But it was like...
It was crazy, full of little kids. They were going crazy.
This like rager full of three-year-olds. They were really sipping that orange
juice. That's my wife.
Yeah, and so... It was crazy. And so basically,
that orange juice.
Hey, oh my goodness. Hey, so basically it was just going crazy. Like they were just pulling on me. And I'm like, I can't escape this. So it came time for pictures. The chauffeur literally could not handle all of the things that these kids were throwing at them, to where a mom literally sat her like newborn baby on me and I felt wet.
Wait, were you Ariel?
No, it was Elsa.
You were Elsa?
Yes. And I felt wet. My lap was literally sopping wet. And
did
I'm
the
sitting
baby
here,
pee?
Yes, on me, on me. It smells musty. I'm literally sopping. And I'm sitting here taking pictures. And I'm like trying to stay all calm and regal. And then what's going through my head is, I'm going to have to stand up in front of everyone with like...
You just got
to
let it go.
What? With like wet legs. Oh, so that was my horror story. I had like, you know, pee dripping down my legs.
Did it happen with, did you get to clean up or what?
Yeah, later I had to wash it. But the thing is like, the chauffeur like had so much at them. Usually like people can help that, but literally these kids were like pulling on her. They were like ripping her to shreds.
I'm
like,
just dying laughing because the picture, I want to see the baby's face in my head while girl, baby's peeing on you.
I know.
And we're just like, Google. I'm just peeing over Elsa.
I'm scared. She's going to like freeze me. So yeah.
Freeze you.
Literally. So those are the craziest.
Did the kids notice?
No. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Now, here's the thing I realized too. For all the kids listening, this is not Abigail Johnson. This is Elsa at this moment. Elsa's real.
Yes.
In my heart.
Very much so. Very much so.
Oh yeah. But that is peed on a princess party.
Yeah.
You should write a book about that.
Really should. And it would be like, you know, obviously there's a deeper meaning behind that. Peed at a princess party and it's like, ooh, I got burned by this. Although I haven't experienced that yet, but coming soon.
Coming soon. Now, I think it's a pretty big topper. I mean, I can't think of another person that's been peed on at a party performing.
Right? Yay.
Wow, that's alliteration. Peed at a party performing. Princess.
Peed at a princess party performing. ASMR.
I mean, I've never been peed on, but I've had like alcohol spilled on me multiple times. So,
oh, at concerts?
No, like at weddings.
See, and that makes more sense, though.
Yeah, but yeah, the thing you picture you like you blink right now. Everyone blink back at home, or close your eyes really.
Okay.
And picture yourself.
Not if you're driving. Please don't do that.
If you're driving, please. Do not close your eyes. No, but close your eyes and picture your Elsa, and you're holding a little baby, and the baby's just peeing on you.
I mean, Caden, have you ever been peed on before? Like, by a child?
Oh, my goodness. I have the crazy story I probably shouldn't say on here.
Okay, well, don't.
I'll
do a revised version. There was one time where I was at a pool, the community pool.
Oh, gosh.
And I, oh, man.
What a starter.
We already, like, smelled the pee.
I was eating, like, Cheetos or something.
Of course.
And there's this little naked kid running around the pool, community pool.
Naked?
And here's the thing. I'm like, I don't know why, but I was in the pool eating the Cheetos. And I turn around, and there's this naked kid that's like, give me.
Oh, no.
Like,
give him the
Cheeto.
Or
and
what?
And everyone's staring.
Or what?
And I'm like, do I give this naked baby a Cheeto?
The answer is no.
I did. I was like, go away. I didn't say go away, but I was like, oh, my, get out of here. But that's the closest experience.
Wow.
So we've all been peed on or had liquid spilled at us at some point.
Well, anyways, beyond Once Upon a Crown, Abby Swanchborn, that she's also TikTok obsessed.
Oh,
and TikTok
obsessed.
Famous.
Obsessed.
What's your favorite TikTok trends? Oh, yeah.
My favorite one is saying sheesh right now. It's really a bad habit. I don't know if any of you out there can relate to that, but I say sheesh probably over 300 times a day.
Here's the thing.
I
know Caleb says sheesh.
That's a lot. 300 times a day.
Yeah.
300 times, girl, you counted?
Yeah, I'm counting. So that's one of my favorites. I don't know if there's any trends. What are some trends out there?
Well, here's the thing. You're so big on TikTok. Didn't you have the Creators Fund for a minute?
Yeah, I still have it. Let's talk about that for a second.
Let's talk about the Creators Fund.
Well, I just want to put out there, I have the Creators Fund too, and I have like no videos. So.
Really?
Are you trying to? You're trying to like Victoria Justice?
No.
We all sing.
We all sing. I think we all sing.
That's it. Look that video up. It's funny. Anyways. What are you saying?
So Creator Fund. Let's talk about this. So there's like a bunch of stipulations you have to meet in order to get the Creator Fund. So I finally met those criteria and I was like, here we go. Let's do this. And after we got that Creator Fund, literally my views went down by like exponentially. Like,
Do you think they did it on purpose?
Oh, for sure. Because it's their money. You know what I mean? So that's a little scandal. Let's talk about TikTok. Sponsor
us if you want.
Oh, no, it's great. And, like, the fact that you get money is great. I love logging in and seeing, like, 10 cents I got today. Like, that could buy me, like, a gumball, you know? Or two.
I don't think it could buy you a gumball.
I don't even think it could.
I miss gumball machines. Where'd they go?
Yeah, where
They're
are those?
They're still out there. You gotta
you gotta dig deep for your gumball machines.
You gotta go to, like, CC's and stuff.
Oh, let's
go
CC's.
They're always pizza places or tire shops.
Right?
Why do tire shops have gumball machines?
Why do banks have suckers? Have you thought about that before?
Sorry.
Like when you were a kid.
The fact that you thought of that so quick means you thought about it sometimes.
No, all the time. They have popcorn and suckers. It's like as a kid, you were like, oh, I have to go run errands with my parents.
That popcorn, though,
but
was
wait.
Either empty or it wasn't working.
I always got that popcorn, dude.
Maybe that's why they had the popcorn was for the kids.
The tire shop. The tire shop has popcorn. But girl, that probably was where Corona was made right there.
Yeah.
The popcorn at the tire shops.
It's a little sus.
Stale, crusty, musty.
Dude, but did I eat it? Yeah.
Were we starving in that moment? Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Anyways, back to TikTok. We have this one that we like saying together. Mm. And here's the thing. If you have not seen it, it won't make sense without context. But what it is it's a fake courtroom, like kind of like Judge Judy setting.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's this girl named Judge Toler. Iconic Judge Toler.
Iconic.
And some guy refutes Judge Toler. And you explain it.
Okay. So it basically goes like this. Like Judge Toler's sitting there and she's like, wait, I'm talking. And then there's like this guy who is like radiating this energy and he's fighting back with her. And he's like, my apologies, Miss Girl. And she goes, Miss who? And then he goes, and then he has like a plaintiff or some friend or something. And he goes, that's not a girl. That's Miss Toler. And then she goes, Judge Toler, be quiet.
Be quiet. Sit down.
She put him in his place.
You know, every time everyone's like, who are you? I'm like, Miss who?
Miss who?
Miss who? That's Judge Toler.
It's not a girl. It's Judge Toler. It's Miss Toler.
Judge Toler. No, that's... And here's the thing. You're probably sitting back at home like, what the crap are they
Look
talking
it up.
About?
Look it up.
Look that stuff up. It is so good. So good.
Yeah. You won't regret it.
So good. There's those. And you also do dance videos.
Yeah.
More you do acting videos, more.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about point of views. Are those cringy or no?
The ones where you're like... I'm confused.
Like, let's vote on that. Okay, like acting, like on TikTok, where it's like, I know, right? I'm curious. Like, point of view acting.
2020.
Where it's like, point of view, your best friend, like, screams at you, and then there's like an acting video.
Oh, the acting videos scare me.
Did they scare you?
People overact in those things. The ones that are Harley Quinn.
I know what you're talking about.
I get so scared because they actually have voices in their head when they do those. I'm like, they get into it. They get in character that I feel like they're so in character that they are the character.
See, but that's a talent. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a scary talent.
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, a criminal is talented at doing crime. Does it mean that I should admire that talent?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Girl, I don't know. I'm comparing them to criminals, which is not fair, but...
Yeah, it's like some 16-year-old in her house in, like, Lansing, Michigan.
I need to do Harley Quinn for cosplay. No, but you do acting videos.
Oh, yeah. I love acting videos. Love dancing. But I don't... Yeah. I just love dancing.
And she commits. You do all the outfits and everything.
Sheesh. Oh, yeah. Well, see, I'm a cosplayer
Look,
by
sheesh.
Trade.
Sorry.
Oh, see? It caught me. What can I say? So, yeah. I mean, it comes with the trade, cosplay, you know? And being a ginger, like, you can have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to have a wig. So, that's fun.
Wig. What you're saying, though, you do not want to be...
A ginger.
You talked to me about that multiple times. You don't want to be a ginger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that where you were going with that? Or did I just read your mind?
No, that's what I was talking about, your hair.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's beautiful. And everyone talks about it, how beautiful it is.
Wow.
It's this lovely orange color, and it's all natural. But people are like, I want your hair. I want your hair.
And the ginger feels alone. Yeah. So let's talk about that, though. Okay. Redheads, if you're listening and you're a redhead, can you? I'm sure you can relate. Like, my whole like childhood, I wanted blonde hair so bad because in every movie, the pretty girl's a blonde girl, and I was like, "There's no redheads out there." You know what I mean? Like, I was like, "What am I supposed to do?" Except for like Emma Stone, what a queen. We stand.
What about Scooby-Doo?
Okay, Daphne, I can vibe. I can vibe.
I like Daphne, but come on, Velma in the live action movie.
Okay, live action, you're right. But let's talk...
They're all the live action Scooby-Doo.
So I wanted to dye it blonde until, like, representation for gingers has gone up so much in the past 5 years or 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm so proud of it now. I'm like, heck yeah.
I will say this, though, is that you can role play those characters well. It's kind of bad, though, because it's like, you're a redhead, you can cosplay all these people because you're a redhead. That's it.
No, I really don't. I feel like it's a blessing. Like, it's like, dude, mm-hmm. like... You know, this is one thing that redheads can do. We don't have a soul, but hey, I can cosplay a mean Phineas and Ferb's Candace. Mm. Take your pick.
Yeah, you've done Candace. You've done, of course, Ariel. You've done Ariel with the wig and without.
Yeah, any other princesses. Natural. Dude, impressions of princesses. Merida. Merida. No, I haven't done that girl.
You got to master the accent for that one, so exactly. It's probably pretty difficult.
You're right, Caleb.
Have you been working with it?
Nah. I don't have any desire to. I don't relate to her.
She already has so many other characters.
We stand Merida, though. Her hair, I don't know how she does that.
I mean, she's killing it.
She could be one of those commercials where they, like, do those... What is it? Dove? They do the hair...
Like Selena Gomez, when she, like, flips her hair and it's like... Shoo.
Pantene. The Pantene.
They, like, why are you separating that into two syllables? Like, I know it's two syllables, but you're like, Pantene.
But now they wave their hair and they're like, oh, it's so beautiful and natural.
Then they like, grab it. You know what I'm talking about? They like grab the end of their hair.
It's so fake that they add all the filters to it.
Oh, for sure.
My hair is terrible. Like, terrible, terrible. I'm jealous of your hair.
Ah.
You probably hear it all the time, though.
Shucks. Usually from older people. I don't know why. Like,
all the creepy people.
No, like, just sweet old ladies. They're just like, what's up? And I'm like, what's up?
They approach you, what's up, lady? Give me your hair.
No, they're just like, never dye your hair. Or else. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
One time you tried to prank us and you were playing Barbie one time. And
wore a blonde wig.
Yeah.
And it was real. Convincing.
I never believed it because you never would do it.
Yeah, you're right. I did put some blonde in my hair like a month ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
You're like, but. It's still like mostly a redhead.
It's like a thin mask, too.
Yeah. Right? Right.
Or you're trashing your choices.
You're like, actually, maybe you shouldn't have.
No, I love it. I absolutely do.
Actually, take it back.
No, I never would take it back. I love your hair. 100%.
Ah, sweet. You know, Caden and I have history in musical theater.
Oh, yeah, too much history.
Do you know that? And I don't know if you can tell by our voices. Tell me if you can. He's played Buddy, and I have played Jovi in Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell?
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't that a sweet moment?
What a sweet moment. What an acting moment. Yeah. We've done a lot of shows together.
Yeah, we have. We've done quite a few. So I've had many sweet memories with Caden. We, like, lost his phone one time in the deep snow. Let me tell you, it snows here in Oklahoma so insanely. And y'all know this. Most of you probably live here. But, like,
pull.
If you drop something in there, in that snow, good luck, sweetie.
It was like... What was the blizzard of, like, what, 2012?
Yeah, it had to have been, like, 2012 through 14.
I think it was 2008.
Honestly, I've lost that.
Wasn't it? That was the last bad one.
That one was really bad.
It was bad. I'll stop tongue clicking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one, we, like, lost power for, like, 3 days.
Yeah. It wasn't that one, because it was, like, middle school.
My face was, like, numb.
Yeah.
You were dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost my phone, and it was terrible.
Yeah. It was a fun memory, though.
It was a good memory.
Yeah.
But I almost died.
That makes it even better.
I know. Honestly, near-death experiences are kind of like the best memories.
Oh my gosh, I have one. Can I tell you?
Let's go.
You ready? So this makes me afraid to ride airplanes. And I think my mom's listening in, so she probably like knows what I'm talking about. So last time I rode an airplane, listen up. This was like back in March. Oh my gosh, this is a year ago. I was riding an airplane on the way home. I was almost home, and then all of a sudden the turbulence like got insane, and I'm thinking like, okay, it's turbulence, it's fine. Well, like the flight attendants were literally like running, and they went and they like sat on the floor like over by the door, and I'm like, what are they doing? And then I had my headphones in listening to a podcast, and I literally took my headphones out, and I was like, wait, I probably shouldn't be listening to this like chill podcast while I'm like dying.
Have you seen those scenes in movies where they're like listening to something really, really sweet?
Right.
And in the background, something chaotic
it's
happening.
Like bombs. Yeah, it was literally like that. And so I took my headphones out, and the ladies and the strangers next to me were like, what is happening? And then I remember this lady next to me was drinking a Dr. Pepper, and like it got so insane that like we dipped. We like started like pretty much like, what's the word called? Nosediving. We were like nosediving.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. And everyone screamed. I'll never forget. Everyone screamed. The girl's Dr. Pepper next to me, like it flew up and went on the ceiling. It was all over us. Like everyone was screaming. Kids were screaming. Adults were literally like,
Dr. Pepper.
I know.
Splash zone.
I literally was praying. I was seriously praying my last prayer pretty much. And then we were fine. And then after that, the like pilot came over and he apologized and said we were fine. And
like, girl, you better be sorry.
I know. I was like, Miss Girl? Miss who?
Like, the girl with the Dr. Pepper is like, yeah.
I was
so angry.
I know. But really though, and everyone afterwards was like looking at each other. We were like, oof. Like,
oh yeah.
We're all like, close now.
You know, yeah. Cause oh my goodness. Yeah. You feel close whenever you go through a traumatic event together.
Yeah. So now I know I'm going to have to ride a plane sometime, but I'm like, noted. Never drink Dr. Pepper on a plane.
That's we'll close the interview out with that.
Yeah.
Noted. Never take Dr. Pepper on a plane. Never drink it on a plane because it could bring that PTSD.
Mm.
Now, we are going to have a game. And it is going to be legendary. Abby will still be here. Not for the game, but I'll have her come back and talk in the very, very end, towards the ending.
Mm-hmm. I'll be listening in. I'll be listening in.
She'll be listening in. She'll be here to make all the memes and jokes. She'll be there. But the game is going to have Trent Seaver and Kurt coming on in. Here they come. Is it locked right now? Oh my goodness. Wow. That is so funny. Everybody, this is Trent Seaver and Kurt Levan, the new president and vice president of RSU-SGA. Let's give them a round of applause and a cheer. We are so excited to have you on. How are you guys today?
Well, Caden, we're really excited to be with you tonight, and we've been talking about this all afternoon, man. We're hyped.
I know. Have you been listening it in?
Yeah.
It's really goofy. It's as you can tell.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, but here's the thing. I hype up every person that comes on the show, but we have somebody, and we talked about bringing it up or not. I'm going to bring it up anyways, but we have a mayoral candidate from the past life here. He ran for mayor at the age of 19. Kurt, that was you.
No, it was Trent.
No, that was you. And that's super, I can't get over that, because that's super impressive.
Okay, you know I lost that election.
No, don't mention that. Here's the thing, when you're 19 years old and running for mayor, I think you got your life fixed, whether you lose or win.
Oh, yeah.
True. I'm jealous. And you can fly airplanes.
I can, yeah.
And I can just sit on my couch and eat Cheetos. That's embarrassing.
I can do that, too. So, but I think you might be able to top me in that regard, though.
You stole my crown.
I'm sorry.
So like keto crown. Anyways, as for Trent Seaver, he is basically a legend around campus. Everyone knows who he is. He's involved in PLC. He does tons of things for the campus. Hi, Trent.
Hello, Caden.
How are you?
You know, I'm just peachy.
Oh, just peachy. And he's wearing a Baby Yoda t-shirt. What is the Baby Yoda name? Grogu. I've not seen the season two. Oh, I'm
embarrassed. It's so good. So good.
Anyways, we're going to have y'all play a game. It's going to be called Guess Who Said It. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple game. I'll give you a quote, and one of these people on this list have said it. And there's a special prize this time around, but it's a dumb prize. It's so stupid. Oh yes. A very dumb, funny prize. Ah. Oh man, you're hyping it up way too much with these sound effects.
The anticipation is killing me, Kate.
I know. It has a story behind it too, a little bit. So be extra juicy. Anyways, like I said, I will say a quote, and I give you some options, and one of these people said this, and your goal is to guess, of course, who said it. We're going to go turn-by-turn basis, and that's all right. So, we'll go with Trent first. Who said this, Trent? I actually don't like thinking. I think people think I like to think a lot, and I don't. I do not like to think at all. Was that Vin Diesel, Kanye West, Betty White, or Jennifer Aniston? Take your time. Do some processing.
Okay. So, Kanye West, one of the greatest thinkers of our time, so it can't be him.
Okay.
It sounds like it could be a quote from Friends. Okay. I don't know if this is necessarily from a show, but I think I'm going to have to go with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Drum roll, please. I am so sorry. That was actually Kanye West.
Of course.
Kanye West does not like to think at all. And here's the thing. I could pull
Fake
other
news.
Quotes, but
Fake
they'd be
news.
Way too controversial. anyways, next up.
And see, that my guess was going to be Trent Seaver. So I'm,
oh, wow. Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Kurt. Who said this? No. I didn't go to England. I went to London. Do you see the little catch 22 there?
You never gave him the options.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Okay, it's important, I guess.
I was about to say, Trent gets options and I don't? What kind of game show is this?
You're just the fill-in-the-blank question.
Got it.
No, I'm kidding. Tina Fey, Kourtney Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and Chris Pratt.
That's a solid lineup.
And again, it's no, I didn't go to England. I went to London. Which, as you know, London is in England.
Okay, well, you know, we got some European cities. So I think I'm going to have to go with Paris Hilton. I mean, that... Paris Hilton, final answer.
Final answer?
That's right.
What is that game? Final answer? What do they say?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's it.
Yeah.
Final answer. Drum roll, please. That answer is correct. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Paris Hilton in an interview.
I'm floored.
Wow.
All right. Next up, Trent. If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. Who said that? PewDiePie? Jaden Smith? Eddie Murphy? Or Tom Cruise? Take your time.
As you know, we live in a society.
Yeah, we live in a society.
We live in a society. Who was the third option again?
We have Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy? You know, I don't know if that's funny enough to be from him. I'd have to say PewDiePie.
Drum roll, please. I'm so sorry, Trent. I'm so sorry.
It's not
I'm
my day.
I'm so sorry.
It's not my day.
Honestly, it sounds like a PewDiePie quote. That's why I put his choice in there. Also, I don't know how I made up these names. I was like, PewDiePie, I'm surprised that he didn't say it. It was Jaden Smith, though.
Okay.
Jaden Smith. And he was being for real. Wow. All of these aren't jokes. They really believe this.
Wow.
Which is even scarier.
These are no cap quotes.
Oh, no cap quotes.
Wow.
Okay. I know, that's their brain where they made this assumption. Okay, next up for Kurt.
I'm ready.
Barbara Pattinson should not take Kristen Stewart back. She cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. Just wait.
Do dogs cheat?
He can do much better. Was that Jeffree Star, Perez Hilton, Donald Trump? Or Mel Gibson?
Oh, those last two are heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah. The last two are heavy
those
hitters.
Those are...
You want me to read it again for you? Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. Just wait. He can do much better.
You know, I'm gonna have to go with Mel Gibson only because there's not any... like sad or anything like one word exclamation.
I know.
So there's no way I'm going to go with Mel Gibson. I don't think it's Trump. Mel Gibson, final answer.
Okay. Drum roll, please. That's actually incorrect. It is Donald Trump.
Oh man.
Donald Trump tweeted
no way.
That in 2012. So wow. Donald Trump does not like Kirsten Stewart. There's also this other tweet that is a little too popular to Senate Pickett, but he also said, I've never seen a skinny person drink Diet Coke. he tweeted that, but I didn't pick it because it's too popular.
You know, I heard a rumor that she was on his short list for Secretary of State.
Mm. She just missed it.
I know. It's tragic.
Well, Robert Pattinson's Batman now, so.
Oh, well, joke's on them. Anyways, you won't want to miss this. Speaking of missing, you don't want to miss what's coming up next after this short break. We'll see you back with more Guess Who It Is with Trent and Kurt.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
All right, guys. You're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. We are back with the gang. Guess Who Said It? With Trent Seaver, say hello.
Hello.
And Kurt Levan, say hello.
What's going on, guys?
The absolute legends. They are the new president and vice president of Rogers State University, SGA. If you don't know what SGA means, Student Government Associations, they're basically very smart dogs. So I wanted to test their knowledge on if they can tell who said these certain phrases. So we'll continue the game. Somebody tweeted just the words Team Jacob, okay? And they got so much harassment on Twitter, they had to delete their account. Who was it? The Rock? Robert Pattinson? Miley Cyrus? Emma Roberts? This one's for Trent.
Okay. Let's think about it. I could see The Rock being Team Jacob. I could see that. Robert Pattinson? I don't really see him saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't see that.
Okay.
But I don't think The Rock's deleted his Twitter. So what was the last option again?
Emma Roberts. And here's the thing. They could have deleted it and came back.
I guess that's true. But I think I'm going to have to go with Emma Roberts.
Okay. Drum roll, please. That is correct. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Yes, Emma Roberts had to delete her Twitter account. She has so much flack for
there,
that.
There you go, Trent. You're on the board now.
She deserves it.
Team Edward?
Team Edward.
I'm sorry, Trent. You're wrong.
You heard
it
here first.
You're wrong on this one.
You're Team Jacob?
I am Team Jacob. I know. Shoot. Here we go.
We're about to have like a Jerry Springer fight break out. Good security. Anyways, next up. For Kurt. I've been noticing gravity since I was very young. That's your quote. Was that Cameron Diaz? Kate Winslet? Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr.?
Two Marvel Avengers right
Yeah,
there.
We have some two Marvels.
All right. No, I think that's a really... that one hits home.
That's a really weird quote. I've been noticing gravity since I was very young.
As a pilot, you know, that one hits close to home. You know, gravity is something that...
A big deal.
Yeah.
If you told me I just noticed gravity, I will jump out of that plane.
Wow.
If you were flying and you're like, I just noticed gravity, like what it was, I'd be like, sheesh, and like fly out. You'd be so scared.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a shocking revelation, especially in the air, you know. So could I have my options repeated, Caden?
Yes. Options, Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Chris Evans, and Robert Downey Jr.
I'm going to have to go with Chris Evans.
All righty. I will do the drum roll, but it adds more tension. So drum roll, please. That's incorrect. That was actually Cameron Diaz. I know. So silly. So goofy. Goofy Bruh. Cameron Diaz. She was on Shrek. I forgot when she did say it. I don't know why I'm thinking. If she's goofy enough for Shrek, she'd be goofy enough to say it. But she really did believe that from what I read. Next up for Trent, we have stretch marks. Are my biggest fear in life. For me, it's a reality.
Is Donald Trump on the board again?
No. We have Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, Lil Nas X, and Kim Kardashian.
All of these people are rich enough to probably have this taken care of.
That is true. I wish I had that money to get that little zip zap zop and then get that stretch marks away. But... I can't.
Okay. So let's think. Did you say Christina Aguilera was one of the options?
Yeah. Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, Lil Nas X, and Kim Kardashian.
That seems like something one of the Kardashians would say. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to have to go with Kim Kardashian.
That is correct. Congratulations.
I think we should do a shout out I think we should do a shout out to all of our listeners that your stretch marks are beautiful.
Oh, yes. Here's the thing. 100%, Kurt. Yeah. You know what, though? Own your stretch marks for me. Like, I'm stretch marks queen, and we stand that for us.
Absolutely.
I've seen people that, like, color in their stretch marks, and they make, like, rainbows out of them. I honestly thought about doing this, but I might, like, it won't look good because I'm not an artist. Anyways, random conversation about your stretch marks. That's how non-filtered I am. That's what you get with this show. You never know what's coming up next. Anyways, we have the next one for Trent. Or is it Kurt?
It's for Kurt now.
It's my turn.
I used to have a folder called Demons that had pictures with all the screen caps in it. But then weird things started happening, so I deleted it. Was that Elon Musk, Childish Gambino, Ariana Grande, or Kesha?
I'm going to have to go with my gut and say Elon. That sounds like something very on brand for him, and especially probably like an early Elon quote, like when he's like trying to form some clout. Mm-hmm. I think
I could see it.
There was some Elon quotes that I saw that I could put in, but they were a little too risque for the air, so I didn't put them in there.
Kind of like the Kanye quotes.
Oh, the same with the Kanye quotes, right, and the Donald Trump quotes. But drumroll, please. That is incorrect.
Wow.
That was Ariana Grande.
Really?
I know.
I'm shocked.
I would never expect that.
What's Ariana doing? She's got screen caps.
Here's my thing. I don't know why she had a folder called Demons. I didn't read into why she said it, but she did say that.
It's probably like Pete Davidson's like text messages.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. Next. Read that T, sis. That was drag Pete Davidson. Okay. That was crazy. Wow. Pete Davidson, come on the show.
If you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He forgives you.
Come on the show, Pete Davidson. Come on. Anyways, Trent, now for you. I love the smell of diapers. I even like it when they're wet and you smell them all warm like a baked good. Was that Sarah Jessica Parker, Brad Pitt, Garth Brooks, or J.K. Rowling?
I don't know why, but I just feel like it's got to be Brad Pitt or Garth Brooks.
Oh, I mean...
And here's the thing. My brain went super Stan making these names. I was like, I'm going to pull people that would also be surprising but kind of interesting to pick.
I mean, that quote puts a whole new meaning to Colin Baton Rouge if it's Garth Brooks.
I guess so. Yeah.
You can go with Garth Brooks.
No, I think it's something Brad Pitt would say. I think it's something Brad Pitt would say.
So Ian's Brad Pitt. Yeah. I think Brad Pitt said, I love the smell of diapers. I even like it when they're wet and you smell them like all warm like a baked good. That's a real statement. That's scary.
Was that on Twitter?
I don't know. I know they said it, though. I know they said it in some sort.
How does that even come up in conversation?
I know. Imagine sitting in an interview. Oh, well, here's the thing. That's true. But also, the fact that I'm saying it, and I've said some weird things about on this show already, I don't put it past them. I wouldn't say, like, diapers, though.
No. No.
Do you like diapers? No. They're weird. No. Diapers are weird. Anyways, drum roll, please. It is unfortunately not Brad Pitt. I wish it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow.
Okay.
I know. I want to meet her. I want to ask her one-on-one. Sarah Jessica Parker, come on the show. We'll have a diaper trivia just for you. Next up, the last question. Winner take all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Trent's in the lead, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, this one, let's just say it's worth all the marbles.
Okay.
And I thought since you guys are the new SGA president and vice president, I would throw a executive branch spin on it.
Oh, you're going down, Trent.
Wow.
Okay. So, it's not really a quote. It's more of a question. Which U.S. president or vice president misspelled the word potato while visiting an elementary school?
You don't even need to give me the option.
You already know
Caden, I can tell you straight up, and that is the Honorable Dan Quayle.
That is correct. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I didn't know if you'd know that one. It was embarrassing for him.
Wow. Oh, it was. I put an end to his political career.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, is fair. You know, you probably don't want somebody that can't spell potato, you know, in charge of the nuclear codes.
Well, the worst part was that he not only couldn't spell potato, but also he was so adamantly that he spelled it right to a bunch of elementary kids.
Can you imagine gaslighting a bunch of elementary schoolers?
Honestly, I've triggered some elementary school kids before. I can trigger everybody. I know it's weird, but I can. But no, potato. Out of every word, too, potato, he's willing to misspell.
How did he misspell it?
He put an E at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I could see that.
But he fought back. That's not too bad. He fought back against kids.
Yeah. The kids were just like, no, that's wrong. And he's just like, no, you're wrong.
Wow.
Wrong.
I know. And he, yeah, wrong. Yeah. His career went downhill after that one. But that has been Guess Who Said It with, the new president and vice president of RSU-SGA. We are blessed to have them. We're so excited to have you guys this next full year, changing things around campus and all that stuff. Where could we follow you guys at, and what is the next step for SGA?
Trent, you want to go first?
Sure. The next steps for SGA are defining the goals we have. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, audience. Now, we have several goals in mind. Kurt's a visionary. He's got several things and steps planned to make next year an incredible year. And we're anxious to hear what you all want to say, because after all, we do this for you all. And we want to hear your thoughts and opinions. So
yeah, I think Trent's like right on. So we're definitely representatives of the student body, and we're excited to be working on their behalf. Some of our priorities going forward for next year are really defining what it means to be a Hillcat here at RSU. We want to really solidify a campus culture and put us, on par with other universities throughout the state. And I think coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic is the prime time to do it. And we really just want to, make life on campus even better. This post-pandemic lifestyle, I think that's put a real burden on a lot of students here, mm-hmm. and we really want to see us pull out of that and become stronger as a campus and as a community because of that. So, and I think that's about, really it. And like Trent said, we're really interested in what everybody has to say and what they want to see done, because we have those policy goals. But at the end of the day, we're here to make life better for the people here.
Now, if I do say so myself, that was so fire, I might as well be burnt. Wow. Question
for you guys. Do you have anyone that you would like to shout out real quick before we end off?
Oh, yes.
Well, we got two individuals. Okay. First one's going to be Joe Schlipflap, the rag man. Really an inspiration in my life.
I don't know.
Joe Schlipflap, the rag man.
Joe Schmedlap, the rag man.
And then, Trent, you want to hit our... the main one, the main event, the main call out.
That would be Dr. Bath.
Dr. Bath.
Dr. David W. Bath.
Thank you for listening.
Not to forget, Kurt and I, we actually learned all of our answers about these quotes in our Thursday night class, World War II in the Pacific Theater, with Dr. Hatley.
Dr. Paul Hatley.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Shout out to Paul Hatley as well.
It's an incredible class.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Abby, do you have any shout outs? She's off mic.
The only person I can think of that I know is listening for sure is my mom. Shout out to you, Joy Taylor.
Yes.
Keep killing it.
Shout out.
She is an entrepreneur herself. She is out there selling some things, living her life with her Shih Tzu. And listen, he's not a crusty white dog. He's a crusty gray and white dog, and he deserves all the praise. He's amazing.
Oh, all the praise sent to...
Shout out to Benjamin.
Yeah. Shout out to Benjamin and Abby's mom. May you be blessed.
Yes, very.
And thank you for tuning in to It's Kinda Late again every single Friday at 7 p.m. I am so blessed to do this show, and I'm so blessed to have all these lovely people with me. And I think that's all. And you'll be listening to The Lounge right after this. And have a good night, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye, guys.